sacrificed their time. They fell down on their knees and prayed for me. They had no doubt that God would bring me out, that He could change my life and set me free. I'm so glad that someone prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They sacrificed their time. They fell down on their knees and prayed for me. They had no doubt that God would bring me out, that He could change my life and set me free. I'm so glad that someone prayed for me. Yes, I'm so glad that someone prayed for me.
Sunday morning to you. We want to say we appreciate you listening to the program once again. We thank God we can come to you by the way of the radio, and we just look forward to each time that we can present this program, and we hope that's a blessing and encouragement to you. I mentioned from time to time, if you want to write to us, please do that. Gospel Way, at 3904 Tryon Courthouse Road, Cherryville, North Carolina, 28021. Or you can email us, gospelway@bww.com. And we just love to hear from you either way. We thank God for the opportunity to come to you, and we hope the program's been a blessing. We've had a good last couple weeks. Thank the Lord for the Easter services and then homecoming last week, and we've just been excited about what God's doing and look forward to a good day in the Lord today also. Have a missionary speaker to be with us in the evening service, going to Mexico, be with us at 6 o'clock, and we look forward to the services in the morning as well. But we hope that the song's a blessing to you. We played an extra song today, and we'll play one more. And this is from a new CD by a group from our church, The Chosen Few. And the title of the CD is The Fire's Never Gone Out. And we'll play that song next. But we hope they're a blessing to you. And we got a couple reasons. We just wanted to share that with you and maybe share some songs from that for the next few weeks. And then also the message we was going to share, we don't have enough length on it, but we're going to share it also today. Last couple weeks, we played a message by Brother Herman, and we're going to play another one of his messages. And this is a real good, timely message. We often use this verse. I have for many years as a theme verse in my life, and it says, holding forth the word of life. And that was the title of his message. And we hope it's a blessing, encouragement to you. But we've got just about 17 minutes or so of it to share. And so we're going to play. That's the reason we played an extra song at the beginning there. But we'll play another song and go to that message. It's a timely message. Fits right into the day and the way things are going on today. And message about 6 years old, but ain't it something that just fits in with 2010 right now. And we hope that's a blessing and encouragement to you. Just keeping on. And something that I've said many times before, he says during the message, you know, the world's just getting darker and darker, but, you know, we can shine as lights in this wicked generation. And it's good to shine our light for Jesus Christ. And so we hope you enjoy the songs, and we'll go to the next song and then to the message. And we trust you have a good day in the Lord.
Never gone out, it's never gone out. it's never gonna
end. Philippians chapter number 2, we've entitled the message of this, Holding Forth the Word of God. Listen, I believe, church, this morning, if there's ever been a time that the Word of God needs to be held forth, it needs to be today. Now, this statement in the Word of God speaking about holding forth the Word of God, it's indicating a gift. In other words, we're to hold forth the Word. We're to take this Word and we're to offer it to others as a gift. Remember what Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse number 28. He said, "And I give unto them eternal life." And you know, it's not you and I that can give this gift, but brother, we've got to hold it forth and let them know that the gift is there and let them know it's there for their taking. And I want you to know this morning, friend, if you've never accepted, never received the gift of eternal life, it's going to be up to you to receive the gift. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So just as you would receive a gift from someone, it's the same way in being saved, being born again. I appreciate the good Bible school lesson we had this morning in our Bible school talking about the new birth. And I don't believe there's a more important message in the Word of God than the doctrine and the teaching on the new birth that Jesus done at the Nicodemus. Why? Because three different times we find that Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, He said, "Nicodemus, you must be born again." And I want you to know this morning, friend, you listen, you may belong to this church, you may belong to another church, but if you've never been saved, never genuinely been born again into the kingdom of God, listen, you may have paid your tithes, you may have been the one that gave the $2,500 to the building fund, you may give even more than that. But my friend, let me say this, if you've never been saved by the grace of God, regardless what you can give and what you do give and will give, or what you can do and can't do, you're not going to be able to spend one moment in the kingdom of God. You say, "Preacher, what can I do?" Then you've got to get saved. Amen. You need to be born again. In the book of Philippians, we find that Philippians, according to, as you'll study the book of Philippians, we'll find that it's one of the what is known as the prison letters, that Paul was more than likely in prison when he wrote this letter two different times that we know of, that he was imprisoned. But it has no bearing this morning whether it was the first imprisonment or the second upon this letter that he wrote to the church of Philippi. We find the theme of Philippians is Christian experience. Amen. I tell you what you need to do sometime, and I've not done it, but I'm going to very soon. You need to go through this book verse by verse, chapter by chapter, word by word. And brother, underline, each time the name of Christ is mentioned, you'll be surprised. And so we find that the theme of the book of Philippians is Christian service. We find the key verse is found in the book of Philippians 1:21, where Paul made this statement. He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Think about it. He said, "For me to live is Christ." But he said, "For me to die," he said, "it's gain." Amen. And here this morning in our text scripture in the book of Philippians, chapter number 2 and verse number 12, if you'll remember, in the book of Acts, I believe it is, long about chapter number 16, where Paul and Silas, I believe it was, went to the city of Philippi. We find they come under a great time of persecution because of the testimony and the stance that they took for the Lord Jesus Christ. We find that they wound up in jail at that time, in prison, if you will. But listen, I want you to know this morning, we find that even in prison, brother, I believe that Paul and Silas, brother David, I believe they begin to hold forth the word of life. The Bible said they begin to sing and they begin to pray, and we find according to the word of God, when the word of life was held forth, we find that things begin to happen. Brother, we find that God sent an earthquake. And brother, we find not only that, but we find in the scripture, the Bible tells me in the scripture that the Philippian jailer come running in. We see some results when the word of life is being held forth. We see the Philippian jailer came running in, terrified of what was taking place at that time. And he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Paul simply told him, he didn't send him down to the First Baptist, the Second Baptist, the Presbyterian, or the Methodist, or Catholic denomination it might be. But he said, jailer, he said, "Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Here in the scripture this morning, let's look in chapter number 2 and verse number 12. Paul says here to the church of Philippi, he said, "Wherefore, my beloved," this epistle, if you will, it is written to the beloved, it's written to the believers. And here in the Word of God, he said, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed." Now, Paul was commending them because they had been obedient, you see, unto the Word. And he said in the Scripture, he said, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed," he said, "not as in my presence only." In other words, when Paul, they was obedient to the Word of God and to the teaching of the Word of God, even when Paul was in their presence. But thank God Paul went on. Not only did he commend them for that, but he said even. Notice in verse number 12 also, he said, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed," he said, "not in my presence only," he said, "but now much more," he said, "in my absence." You ever seen anybody like that? Brother, listen, now some people, listen, they'll obey the Word of God. They'll obey what the Word of God had to say, brother, in your presence or in your absence. But there's some, brother, when you're there, then they want to put on the show, do they not? Brother, when the preacher walks in, things begin to quieten down. Brother, listen, I've walked in the midst before, and all of a sudden the conversation stops. You see, about what they forget, my friend, long before I ever walk into the midst, listen, Jesus Christ is already there. Amen. Thank God, listen, the conversation probably should have stopped, probably should have never began, amen. Here in the Word of God, we find that Paul said, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence," notice what he said, "to work out your own salvation." Let me say this morning, you do not work for salvation. But thank God, I'm glad I can report unto you this morning that salvation does work, amen. We're not saved by works, but we're saved by grace through faith, not by our works, lest any man should boast. And brother, I've heard some take this verse of Scripture, brother, they'll take it out of context. And brother, they think you've got to do this and got to do that and got to do all these things. Brother, they think you've got to shine the floor. Brother, cut the grass and do all of these things, my friend, around the house of God, pay your tithe and all of this, my friend, in order to be saved. Not so, amen. Brother, I believe this. I believe according to the Word of God, once a man has truly been saved, truly been born again, once he's come, my friend, and been saved by the grace of God, brother, you'll see some works, amen. What this is saying here is simply this. Now that you have been saved, you've got to work out a way in which you can serve the Lord to the best of your ability. Listen, you may have to give up some old habits. You may have to lay down the bottle. Brother, you may have to clean up your vocabulary. You may have been a blasphemer. You may have been a curser. You may have taken God's name in vain and all of these things. But my friend, listen, you've got to work out your own salvation. You've got to work it out to where you can serve Him. The theme of this book is Christian service. And here in the Word of God, He said, working out your own salvation. Notice what He said, with fear and trembling. Listen, you and I that are saved this morning by the grace of God, the Bible still says this, this is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. And brother, I don't know about you. Brother, I know that I'm saved this morning. And I know, thank God, listen, when the hour comes, thank God, I'm going with Scott. He talked about going home. Brother, I'm going to go with him, amen, when the trumpet sounds, amen. But listen, when I think about standing before a holy and a righteous God, brother, I tell you what, brother, there's a fear comes over my soul. The Bible said in the Word of God to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Notice in verse number 13, He said, "For it is God which worketh in you." What made the change in you this morning? What was it, my friend, that made you do a complete turnaround? It was not you. It was God, if you've been saved by the grace of God. So He said in the Word of God, "For it is God which worketh in you." He said, "Both to will and to do of His good pleasure." You see, God wants you to live for Him. So many times today, and we've heard it many times before, people, brother, they'll stand up, they'll make a big a brag and a boast about, "Well, preacher, I'm ready to die." God's not asking you to die for Him. He's asking you to live for Him, amen. Amen. Brother, listen, before you ever die for Him, you've got to live for Him, amen. And that's what He wants. He said in the Word of God in verse number 14, "Do all things without murmuring and disputing." In other words, Paul's saying to these believers here, the beloved that he's addressing this epistle to, he said to do all things without murmuring. Have you ever seen the church when they begin to murmur and complain? Brother, you can't please them or nobody else. But let me tell you something. If you want to see some discord coming within the local church, brother, let the people begin to murmur and complain. And he said there'd be no disputing. Some people, brother, all they come for, brother, they want to dispute your word. They want to dispute your actions. That's God, listen, we ain't got no room for disputers down here, amen. I'll tell you something else. We don't want no murmuring, amen. If you got some murmuring to do, some disputing to do, listen, take it home with you. Take it to the workplace. Why would you bring it to church? But Paul said in the Word of God to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, to do all things without murmuring. and disputing. Notice what he said in verse number 15. That you may be blameless. That you may be blameless. Now, he didn't say sinless, because the Bible said all is sin and all have come short of the glory of God. But this morning, let me say this, just because you are saved and your name's written under the Lamb's Book of Life, that does not give you a license to deliberately sin. Amen? Here, Paul said in the Word of God, he said that you may be blameless and harmless. What? The sons of God. That's speaking in general, the sons and the daughters of God. Did you know this morning, my friend, listen, you've taken on the name of Christ. You're to be Christ-like. Did you know that everywhere you go, every step that you take, did you know that you represent Christ? Did you know with every word that you speak that you represent our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? But yet, brother, listen, I hear tell of Christian people, church members, I'm talking about folks that claim to be saved by the grace of God. How they say, but preacher, I lost my temper. And brother, they'll begin to curse and blaspheme. Bless God, if that's your attitude, then you know what you need to do. You probably need to get that cursor saved, amen? You need to get that blasphemer saved, amen? You need to get your vocabulary cleaned up. That's what he's talking about, working out your own salvation. Work it out in a way that you can bring honor and glory and praise unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. You know what, folks, this morning, you and I as the beloved, you and I as the believers, we should never do anything to harm another child of God. And brother, I'm talking about with murmuring and complaining. I'm talking about with gossip. I'm talking about with old wives' tales. I'm talking about with false accusations. Let me tell you something. Everything that you would say about your brother or sister in Christ, you are to make absolutely sure that it's truth. And then let me say this. Sometimes the truth don't even need to be said. Amen? It all depends on what it is. Because here, listen, the Bible said that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke. Hey, if we're harmless and we're blameless, the sons of God, you know what? There'll be no, we can't be rebuked if we're harmless and blameless, the sons of God. But brother, listen, when we fall short of the glory of God, brother, that's when the Word of God kicks in and begins to rebuke you and I. And it will rebuke us. So he said that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke. Notice what he said, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. Yeah, listen, you say, I've heard people say, but preacher, it's so hard to live for God today. Listen, it was hard for Paul and Silas. Hey, it was hard for the children of Israel. And here he's showing us in the Word of God. He said in the Scripture, he said that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. He said, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. I believe he had his eye on today. When he made that statement, when he penned it down. The Holy Ghost don't make any mistakes. Brother, he knew there was coming a time, my friend, that his people was going to be in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. I've never seen so much ungodliness. I've never seen so much perversion among a nation as I'm seeing in America today. Brother, we see the abortion mills, even as we sit here this morning, brother, they're grinding out dead babies, one right after another. And nobody's saying anything about it. Brother, this nation of ours, brother, it looks like, brother, it's going to go completely gay or homosexual. Nobody wants anybody to say anything about it. Some of our political leaders, they seem to think that they was born that way. I beg your pardon, not according to the Word of God. The Bible tells me that they chose that lifestyle. It's written in the Word of God. My friend, listen, God said it was an abomination. And God would not, my friend, God would not be God, my friend, if He were to permit someone to be born to homosexuality. Brother, they give themselves over to that lifestyle just the same way the drunk gives himself over to the strong drink. He said, you can be harmless and you can be blameless. He said, in the midst, that word midst talks about being right in the middle. Well, I tell you what, you and I as Christians and believers today, as the beloved, brother, we're right in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. Haven't even got down to the message yet, brother. But listen, it's just good sometimes to do a little bit of expository preaching, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. But he's showing us here that we're going to be in the midst. I wish this morning, my friend, that I could tell you that things are going to get better, but they're not. The only time things are going to get better for a child of God, and the only time we're going to know. The only time things are going to get better for a child of God, and the only time we're going to know any real peace in this world is when the Prince of Peace comes, Jesus Christ, and it's not going to be until He comes. Thank God I'm glad in the meantime. Amen. Thank God I'm glad we can have a personal peace with God. Brother, listen, we can go home and at night, brother, we can lay down. And my friend, listen, the troubles and the cares of this life, they should not unduly disturb us and upset us. Brother, we can let the storms of life come and go. And thank God, listen, we can still have the peace with God. No, it's not easy sometimes. But He's trying to show us here that we're going to be in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. But notice what He said in the last clause of that verse. Remember that we're to be blameless. We're to be harmless. We're to be the sons of God. We're to be without rebuke. And we're going to be in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. But He said this in the last clause of that verse, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. I like the song the children sing sometimes, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Thank God, folks, let me tell you something this morning. Listen, did you know this morning, my friend, that you and I are the only light that God has in this world today? Brother, when He takes the lights out of this world, it's going to be total dark. We're not going to get into the great tribulation period this morning. Brother, you mark her down. You think things are bad at this moment. Wait till the church leaves. Brother, you talk about abominations taking nations. Brother, it's going to sweep the whole world. Ah, friend, let me tell you something. We're in the last days. We need to be ready to meet Him. Christ is coming again soon. But He said, among whom ye shine as lights. It don't matter if we are in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. We're to let our light shine, and we're to live for God.
You've been listening to the Gospel Way broadcast heard here on WCSL. We can see that our time has come and gone again this week, but we appreciate those of you who've gotten up this early hour to tune in to the Gospel Way broadcast. May God bless you from doing that. We would like to extend a cordial invitation to you and your family to join us for worship at the Gospel Way Baptist Church. We're located on Highway 274 South. As you leave the city of Cherville, right at the city limit sign, our church will be on the left-hand side of the road. Our Bible school starts each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, teaching out of the King James Version of the Bible. Around 11 o'clock, our choir begins to sing, and then after that, an old-fashioned message is brought from God's Word by our pastor, Reverend Keith Lindsay. Our Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m., old-time singing and preaching, and then back again on Wednesday night for the midweek prayer service. We hope that you'd come and join us for one of these given services, and what a blessing it would be for us to see you. So until next week, at the same time, on the same station, preaching the same gospel. This is Pete Kraft of the Gospel Way Baptist Church, giving you the advice to keep looking up as a Christian, because Jesus may come today. May God bless you is our prayer.